感谢主，我是感动呢，继续讲这个，我们要听主的声音。
Praise the Lord. I felt I should continue on the topic of how to hearing the voice of God.
今天呢，我们来翻到这个四世纪第十三章。
So we'll turn to Judges chapter 13.
这三章呢，我们从参孙的故事里面有一个学习。
So we will learn from the story of Samson.
那参孙呢，是四世纪里面记载的另外一个士师，就是记载的篇幅也比较长，就像祭奠一样，祭奠的篇幅比较长，参孙的篇幅也比较长。
So Samson is also another judge in during the reign of judges. So similar to Gideon, the story written about Samson also is quite detailed.
那从他的这个跟神的互动里面呢，我们可以学习很多，我们怎么跟神来互动。
So from his interaction with God, we can learn from him and see how we can also interact with God.
那这一切呢，写在这里都是为了要教导以后的人。
So everything that's written in the Bible is to teach the generations to come.
你会发现苍松的这个生平呢，故事呢，跟祭奠的简直是根本不一样。
So when you read the story, you will see that Samson's life is completely different from the life of Gideon.
甚至没有一点点一样的。
So there's nothing similar about these two people.
神也用他，就像用
As,
祭奠一样。
but just like Sam, Gideon's God used Samson.
那他也有一些悲惨的遭遇，虽然跟祭奠悲惨的遭遇不一样。
So he also had a very traumatized experience, just similar to Gideon, even though their experiences are different.
那如果说圣经里面的东西拍电影，拍出来以后最，受人欢迎的话，应该是苍松的故事。
So if you put this into a movie, so probably the life of Samson would be very in very would be most popular one.
我有一次听人讲，他说这个做好人呢，生命太 boring，最好想做做坏人。
So once I heard a man was saying that it is too boring to be a simple man. He rather be a evil man to have an interesting life.
就是做好人啊，好人很 boring。
So be a good man is boring.
那苍松的故事呢，就很 exciting。
So the life of Samson is very exciting.
但是你读完苍松的故事呢，你发现你可能非常害怕做苍松。
But once you read the story of Samson, you may be afraid to become a person like him.
那也许你希望得着神在他身上的能力，他生显现在他身上的能力是在记载的圣经里面最大的一个，除了摩西以外。
So maybe you want to have the power of God just like Samson did. So he probably received the most power apart from Moses. He probably received the most power from God.
那我们今天就读读他的故事，我们来有一点点的分享。
So let's read on his story, and after that we can share.
今天我们读四世纪十三章，
So Judges chapter 13.
我们先读往十三章，到读到14章的这个第4节。
So we'll read from chapter 13 until chapter 14, the first four verses in chapter 14.
如果你在读英文呢，你仔细的来读，我们读中文。
So if you read in English, you can read on your own. We're gonna read in Mandarin.
好，我们开始来读。13章，以色列人又行耶和华眼中看为恶的事。耶和华将他们交在非利士人手中40年。那时有一个索拉人，是属单族的，名叫马诺利亚。他的妻子不怀孕，不生育。耶和华的使者向那妇人显现，对他说：“向来你不怀孕，不生育，如今你必怀孕，生一个儿子。所以你当谨慎，清酒浓酒都不可喝。” 一切不洁之物也不可以吃。你必怀孕生一个儿子，不可用剃头刀剃他的头，因为这孩子一出胎就归神做拿西尔人，他必起手拯救以色列人脱离腓力士人的手。妇人就回去对丈夫说，有一个神人到我面前来，他的相貌如神使者的相貌，甚是可畏。我没有问他从哪里来，他也没有见他的名字告诉我，却对我说，你要怀孕生一个儿子，所以清酒浓酒都不可喝，一切不洁之物也不可吃，因为这孩子从出胎一直到死必归神做拿西尔人。马诺亚就祈求耶和华说，神主啊，求你再差遣那生人到我们这里来，好指教我们怎样带着将要生的孩子。神应允马诺亚的话，妇人正坐在天间的时候，神的使者又到她那里，她丈夫马诺亚却没有同她在一处。妇人急忙跑去告诉丈夫说，那日到我面前来的人又向我显现。马诺亚起来跟随他的妻来到那人面前，对他说，与这妇人说话的就是你吗？他说，是我。马诺亚说，愿你的话应验，我们当怎样带着孩子，他后来当怎样呢？耶和华的使者对马诺亚说，我告诉妇人的一切事，他都当经圣。葡萄树所结的都不可吃，清酒浓酒都不可喝，一切不洁之物也不可吃，凡我所吩咐的他都当遵守。马诺亚对耶和华的使者说，求你容我们款留你，好为你预备一只山羊羔。耶和华的使者对马诺亚说，你虽然款留我，我却不吃你的食物，你若预备防己，就当献于耶和华。原来马诺亚不知道他是耶和华的使者。马诺亚对耶和华的使者说，请见你的名告诉我，到你的话应验的时候，我们好尊敬你。耶和华的使者对他说，你何必问我的名？我名是奇妙的。马诺亚见一只山羊羔和素祭在磐石上献于耶和华，使这行奇妙的事，马诺亚和他的妻观看，是火焰从坛上往上升，耶和华的使者在坛上的火焰中也升上去了。马诺亚和他的妻看见，就伏伏于地。耶和华的使者不再向马诺亚和他的妻显现，马诺亚才知道他是耶和华的使者。马诺亚对他的妻说，我们必要死，因为看见了神。他的妻却对他说，耶和华若要杀我们，必不从我们手中收纳燔祭和素祭，并不见这一切的死指示我们，今日也不见这些话告诉我们。后来妇人生了一个儿子，给他起名叫苍松。孩子长大了，耶和华赐福于他，在马哈尼丹，就是索拉和以示陶的中间，耶和华的灵才感动他。14章，苍松下到亭拿，在那里看见一个女子，是腓力士人的女儿。苍松上来禀告他父母说，我在亭拿看见一个女子，是腓力士人的女儿，愿你们给我娶来为妻。他父母说，在你弟兄的女儿中，或在本国的民中，岂没有一个女子？何止你去在未受割礼的腓力士人中娶妻呢？苍松对他父亲说，愿你给我娶那女子，因我喜悦她。他的父母却不知道这事是出于耶和华，因为他找机会攻击腓力士人，那是腓力士人辖制以色列人。那我们先读到这里，我做一点点解释。
So let's stop here. I will explain.
那这里呢，看到就是说，苍松呢是一个在娘胎里面，就是被神拣选的人。
So Samson was chosen even before his birth.
他被拣选呢，要成为一个拿西尔人。
So he was chosen to be a Nazirite.
拿西尔人是什么样的人呢？大家如果有机会读民数记第六章的时候呢，你就发现他是一个特别许愿归神分别为圣的人。
So what kind of people are Nazirites? If you read on Numbers chapter 6, you will know that Nazirites are a group of people that have made a vow to the Lord and they are there to, you know, like to do things to do for the vows.
那就说这他的人呢，就是一个特别的许了愿，一段时间呢特别的奉献出来， 来服侍神，来敬畏神。
So they are a group of people that dedicated themselves because of a vow, so that they, during that time, they will, consecrate themselves for the vow.
在这个期间呢，他们不喝酒，啊，也不能够来剃头发，完了以后呢，不沾染尸体。
So during the time, they are not allowed to drink wine, and they need to be consecrated, and they are not going to touch any, like, the dead bodies.
那最主要的呢，他们是要非分别为圣，归于耶和华，就是要圣。
So most importantly, they need to be consecrate themselves and to be holy.
那但是这个称颂呢，就是在年胎里面。神就拣选了他，要成为一个拿细尔人。
So Samson was chosen even before his birth by the Lord to become a Nazarite.
那这是他是非常奇妙的，他跟祭奠是不一样的。祭奠呢是在他中年的时候呢被神拣选了呼召了，但是呢参松呢是在年胎里面就被神呼召了。
So he's different from Samson. Gideon, because Gideon was chosen probably during the middle age. Samson was chosen before his birth.
那这个祭奠呢，就是说那个中间没有讲他的父母怎么样要教育他，因为他已经是成人了。这个时候呢，但是参松呢，他的父母在求问神，怎么样来对待这个孩子，他们很关心这件事情。
So for Gideon, there's nothing written about his upbringing by his parents, but for Samson, you will see that his parents asked for the Lord, like how to bring up this child.
也就是他们的父母呢非常关心这件事情，既然神给了他们这个孩子，而且呢神亲自将他分别为圣的话呢，他们做父母的有责任要教育好他。
So his parents knew their duties, so they, since he was already chosen before his birth, so the parents want to know how to, you know, like bring up this child.
当然神的使者就告诉他关于这个拿细尔人的基本的一些东西，就是刚才我讲的。
So of course, the angel of the Lord told them what the basic stuff that a Nazarite has to do, the things that I just said earlier.
那后面呢，十四章呢就开始看到昌颂长大了以后呢，他就要做一些事情，看他怎么样来回应神对他的这个呼召。
So in chapter 14, you will see now he's all grown up and he wants to do things his own way. So yeah, so how he respond to the Lord.
那就是第一件事情呢，就是他下到廷拿，廷拿是腓力斯人的地方。他看见了一个腓力斯人的女儿，他就喜欢，他要娶她为妻。
So here says he went down to Timnah. So Timnah is a place in the Philistine, for the Philistine. So he met a woman and he wanted to marry this Philistine woman.
那他父母呢就告诉他，你为什么不在自己的国里面选一个妻子，那么多的好女子，为什么非要找一个腓力斯人的女子呢？
So his parents asked him, how come you don't pick a girl among your own relatives or among your people? Where do you go and to go to, for a Philistine woman?
那这件事情呢，本身在旧约里面也写到，就是说有些这个外邦人的女子呢，就说不要娶，但是呢不是那么非常的明确，包括路德呀，这些都是外邦人的女子啊，就嫁给了以色列人，而且受祝福。
And of course, in the Old Testament, there was some written about not marrying a woman from the other culture, other nations. But of course, it's not very strict because Ruth was also from a different nation, and she was married to a Jew, and she was blessed.
那这个地方呢，就是他父母呢，就说为这个事情就担心啊。但是呢，圣经里面说了一句话。他父母却不知道这事是出于耶和华，因为耶和华呢，他找机会要攻击腓力斯人，那是腓力斯人辖制以色列人，但是因为腓力斯人压迫以色列人呢，神要听了他们的祷告，要起来就说要来对付腓力斯人，借着昌颂。
So even though his parents were worried about this matter, but here it says his parents didn't know it was from the Lord because the Lord was seeking an occasion to confront the Philistine because they were ruling over Israel.
那后来呢，就是有一系列的故事呢，就是十四、十五章呢，就讲到苍松怎么样呢？神的灵就感动他，他是一个大力士，啊，他就开始来打击腓力斯人。
So, for chapter 14 and 15, you will see how God has raised up Samson, to attack the Philistine because he's a very strong man.
那第一个故事记载呢，就是他把一个狮子啊，就撕裂了，就像撕裂一个羊羔一样，把这狮子活活的就撕裂了。
So the first story is that he actually torn apart a lion just as if he was torning apart a goat.
那撕裂以后呢，后来他发现这个狮子的里面呢有蜜蜂呢，就有蜂房有蜜，他就拿出来吃了。
So after that, after the lion was dead, a group of bees start to make honey in the carcass. So he took the honey out of the carcass and start eating it.
那你听这些故事的时候呢，你可能不觉得怎么样。等一会儿我跟你讲，这是非常重要的神的这个一些法则在里面。啊，就是等一会儿我再来解释，就是说这个死狮子里面的蜜啊这些东西呢，它有重要的一些神的法则在里面。
So it may seem to you there's nothing like special about the story, but actually there are principles about eating honeys out of a lion's carcass. Later on, I will explain on this.
那吃了这个蜜以后呢，就是说后来他不仅仅是吃了这个蜜，也给他的父母吃，完了大家都很高兴啊。但是呢，因着这个呢，他就出了一个谜语。他要娶这个他所喜爱的这个女的的时候呢，他就让这个对方的人要采谜语，你采不出来呢，你就给我30件衣服，你采出来我给你30件。
So, after he ate the honey, he also gave the honey to his parents as well. And because of what he done to the lion, he came up with a riddle. So he told the riddle to the Philistine and asking the Philistine to solve the riddle. If they cannot solve it, they have to give him 30 set of linen cloth.
事实上呢，神就是在这个背后呢，就是要借着这些事情呢，要去这个让苍松去攻击腓力斯人。
So actually, God is behind all of this because God is trying to attack the Philistine.
那讲到这里的时候呢，就是插一句话，就是这跟新约里面的一些教导看起来非常的不一样，因为新约里面的耶稣呢让我们爱仇敌，那旧约里面呢，旧约的启示呢，它是一个还是一个不完全的启示啊，要你等到耶稣来是完全的来的时候呢，就实现了这些不完全，所以旧约里面有一些呢，就是对外邦人的这个做法呢。
So it seems quite contradictory to the New Testament teaching because Jesus said we have to love our enemies, but you have to know that the Old Testament is still it's not a complete explanation of who God truly is. So during the Old Testament, a lot of times when Jews talking about the other nations is usually about an enemy relationship.
所以就说这也是神的话，神也在其中，这并不是说，旧约我们就不遵守或者怎么样，都是在讲神的心意。
But still, this is also the word from the Lord, and it also talks about His wills as well.
但是呢，这个旧约呢是要把我们领先新约，领先生的儿子。
So you have to know the Old Testament is leading us to the New Testament and also leading us to His Son.
所以这里想知道这些原则呀，这些事情呢，就是说当发生的时候，我们要懂得去学习什么，神在向我们讲什么。
So when these things happen, so you have to know like what is God trying to teach us.
所以我们再回到苍松的故事呢，就是说，这时候呢，神用他要攻击腓力斯人。
So let's go back to the story of Samson. So the God is trying to use Samson to attack the Philistine.
后来呢，他就让他们对方的人采蜜语呢采不出来，他们就设计呢让他的新年呢去套话，说你蜜语是什么？他的新年就哭哭啼啼去套话啊，就说让他告诉他们呢，这个谜底就是从狮子里面拿出了蜜来吃的这样一个谜语。
Because of the riddle, the Philistine wasn't able to solve, so the Philistine asked his bride, the Philistine woman, to try to get the answer out from his mouth. So she cried, and then she cried and cried. So Samson had to tell her the answer. So the answer is similar to the story that what he did to the lion. So he took the honey out of the carcass, for the carcass of the lion.
那最后呢，就是说苍松的谜语呢就被对方给踩着了。那但是呢，苍松非常的生气，他说你们是用我的母牛在耕地啊，所以他就很生气，一气之下他就不娶了，他就跑到他的爸爸家去了。
So basically, the Philistine has solved the riddle, and then Samson got so mad, and he said that you have plowed with my heifer. So he was really mad, and he didn't go ahead and marry the woman. Instead, he went back to his father's house.
但是呢，他这个未来的岳父呢，就把他的这个新娘呢，就给了他的伴郎。
So the his fiance was given to his bridegroom's friend. I mean, for like the other friend by his father-in-law.
Yeah. 那后来呢？这个苍松想起来的时候，他就说：“哦，我那个新娘还在哪里？我要去找她。”
So later on, Samson thought about his wife. Said, "Okay, I need to go back to my wife."
那他这个岳父呢，就说你，我先是你是太恨你的这个新娘了，你太恨她，所以这样不要她，我已经把她给别人了。我把她的妹妹给你吧，她的妹妹比她更漂亮。
So his father, he went back, and then his father-in-law told him that he was already given the wife to another man. So I have another daughter, her sister. She's even more beautiful than her. So do you want her instead?
那但是呢，这个时候苍松就生气了，他就觉得这回我加害于非利士人不算有罪，他就说这次我要真正要来惩罚非利士人了。对，以前找不到借口，现在要找到借口，所以呢，他就找了什么狐狸啊，把那个火把绑在狐狸的尾巴上面呢，300只，就去烧掉这个非利士人的庄稼。
So Samson this time got very mad, and then he said to himself, now I have the right to harm these people. So basically, he catch some fox and put the fire between the fox, the torches, so the fire burned down the Philistine village.
这些事情发生的时候呢，非利士人就要报仇，就要遭这个苍松，遭到犹大的时候呢，就是你们不把苍松叫出来，我们就毁灭犹大的地。那犹大人呢，就去找苍松说，我们要抓你，交给非利士。
So the Philistine became very angry. So they went to Judah and say, "You have to hand me over Samson, otherwise I will burn down your town." So the people in Judah basically hand Samson over to the Philistine.
那苍松呢？他知道他耶和华和他同在，他是拿细尔人，神有很大的能力在他，他不怕。他说：“你们只要自己不杀我就可以，你把我绑起来交给非利士人，我自己来处理。那这个犹大人就说：好，反正非利士人不要来搞我们，你去怎么搞怎么搞。
”So Samson knew that he's a Nazarite, and he knew that he has the strength to solve the problem. So Samson said, "Okay, just bang me over and hand me over to the Philistine as long as you don't harm me." So the people in Judah are very happy, just happily handing over to the Philistine.
那这个时候呢，就是说，当他去交给非利士人的时候呢，把他绑起来的时候，一见非利士人，他一用力啊，那个身上的所有的这个 绳子呢就像火烧的蚂蚁，就是根本脆弱的不得，一下全断了。他就拿起一块驴腮骨来呢，微刚的驴腮骨来呢，就是打击杀了1000人。
So, so when they hand him over to the Philistines, so because Samson was so strong, like all the ropes on his arm, as it said in the Bible, it says like a charred flax and it just kind of bounced off. And he took a jawbone of a donkey and set to strike down 1,000 men.
那这里讲到未该的驴腮骨呢，你看演电影的时候觉得好玩，但是这个地方也有很重要的属灵含义，等一会我要来解释。
So it seems, it's interesting that he picked a jawbone of a donkey, but it actually has a spiritual meaning to it.
那后来呢，就是说，他就，长话短说吧，遇到特别的时候呢，苍松那个力气非常大，他一个人就是顶一个军队，就把腓力斯人的那个时候制服，20年的时间，神借着他把腓力斯人制服了。
Anyway, to make the story short,Samson has such a strength. He himself alone can be an army, and he guarded Israel for 20 years.
但是从16章下去呢，他就有做一些另外的事情。另外的事情呢，就是他去到加沙呢，就是腓力斯人的地方呢，就去找妓女。
But the story took a turn from chapter 16 onwards. So Samson went to Gaza. Gaza is a place in the Philistine. So he went there to find himself a prostitute.
那这里讲到呢，就是说，这个腓力斯人呢，就借着这机会先杀他，但是呢，杀不了他，就是他甚至把那个门框啊，门斗扛在肩上，就上了西百龙的山顶。
So anyway, so the people in the Philistine trying to kill him, but they couldn't because he was so strong, he can't even like carry off the whole gate on his shoulder, just like that.
那后来呢，他又就喜欢另外一个腓力斯的女人大利亚，完了以后呢，他就这个腓力斯人呢，借着这个大利亚说，我们给你钱呢，你去想办法套这个苍松他的力量的秘密在哪里。
So Samson later on fell in love with another Philistine woman named Delilah. So the Philistine was trying to get through the woman to find out the secret behind his strength.
那他套了2-3次呢，都套不出来。到最后呢，这个女的就哭哭啼啼啊，说你不爱我呀。这个最后他就很烦，就告诉他这个秘密，告诉他。
So for the first few times, he did not tell her exactly the secret behind his strength, but because she kept on nagging him, and he became frustrated and told her the secret behind all this.
这就是这个圣经里面最早记载的这个女间谍的故事。
It's the earliest record of a woman spying in the Bible.
我听过一个，就是也是一个应该是真实的故事，就是当时这个美国的这个福特发动机公司啊，就是福特车的发动机，还有日本的怎么样来偷取用这个美人计偷取美国的这个技术。
And I have heard similar stories about a woman spying, basically a Japanese woman spying trying to steal the secret behind the engine of a Ford.
那就是说当时呢，就是说美国造的硬件呢很棒，那硬件呢它就是里面一直在爆炸的大爆炸的极大的燃烧啊爆炸，所以呢如果造的不好呢它就裂，它会裂的。但是呢，当时美国的不裂，日本的就裂。
So, the U.S. was building a very good engine, and the engine was strong and never really explode. But the ones made by the Japanese, they explode.
他们就派一个女间谍去跟这个主要的这个工程师呢，就混在一起了，就特别漂亮，就很爱她。
So they sent a spy over, a very beautiful woman, to be close to the engineer, so try to get the secret out of that.
所以有一天呢，就很随便的说：“哎，你们这个印镜子为什么这么好？”哎呀，他说这个东西很简单，哒哒哒哒，就告诉他这个秘密了。
So one day the woman asked, "Okay, how come your engine is so strong?" And then he started telling her, the reason why the engine was built this way so that it won't explode.
所以后来呢，这个日本的这个日本的车的行业呢，就比美国的越来越强盛了。
So after that, the Japanese still have a better like car industry than the U.S.
这个我是从我一个老师的口里面听的，我不知道是不是百分之百正确，但是这是一个故事啊。
So I heard this actually from my teacher, so I don't know whether that's true or not, but it's an interesting story.
那这个地方呢，这里记载这样一个女间谍的故事啊。最后呢，就说，这个苍松呢。英雄难过美人光啊，就是把这个故事就告诉这个美人了。最后这个美人呢，被菲利斯人收买，最后苍松呢就被抓起来。他的秘密在哪里呢
？So, the woman spy here, the Delilah, actually tricked Samson to tell her the secret behind the strength. So, there's a old Chinese saying that any hero cannot escape from a beauty. So basically the beauty has stolen his secret. So where is his strength actually coming from?
他的这个秘密呢在于他的头发，拿西尔人的头发。
So his secret was on his hair, the Nazarite's hair.
那这个头发呢，你看起来好像一个神话故事一样，但是等一会我跟你讲真正属灵的意义在哪里？等一会儿我还要做一些解释。
It seems to you like some kind of a legend about this hair, but it's actually a spiritual meaning behind that as well. I will later on explain.
那这个头发呢，就说是神跟拿西尔人立约的记号。神看到这个记号的时候呢，他就认这个记号，就做事情。
So the hair of the Nazarite is a sign between God and the Nazarite. So when God sees the hair, he sees him as a Nazarite, and you know, it's a promise.
对，等一会我再做一些详细的一些解释。那他这个秘密告诉这个女人大利亚之后呢，最后人家就把他的头发就剃光了，他睡在这个他的这个美女的腿上的时候，睡着的时候呢。这个美女就叫人来把她头发给剃光，她的力气就没了。
I will later on explain behind the hair, but anyway, so Samson fell asleep between Delilah's laps. So Delilah asked this beautiful woman, asked man to shave off his hair. So while he was sleeping,
后来呢，腓力斯人就把他抓起来，把他带到他。把他的两个眼睛呢挖掉，带到他们的神大贡的庙里面，给他献祭。
So the Philistine banded him and gouged off his eyes and also put him in Dagon, their gods, you know, like their temples.
那把他呢用铜锁链呢锁起来，在监牢里面呢推磨，就像一个驴一样在那里推磨。后来呢就带到大公的庙里面呢让他洗耍就是让他就当猴子一样耍。
So they also put the bronze shackles on him and also asked him to, you know, like grind in the prison just like a donkey. So, and after that, they even took him to the temple so that he can perform, like entertain just like a monkey, you know, like perform for these people.
那个时候呢，腓力斯人不知道苍松的头发慢慢又长出来了，他的力量也回来了，所以当时呢，他就，把这个摸到两根柱子啊，他就祷告耶和华，说耶和华呀，你求你眷顾我，赐我这一次的力量，是我在腓力斯人身上报那亡我双眼的仇。
So the Philistine didn't know that the strength was coming from the hair, and slowly the hair started to grow. So while he was entertaining them in the temple, so Samson prayed to the Lord, saying that, Lord, remember me, please, strengthen me once more so that I can get the revenge on the Philistine for my two eyes.
后来呢，他就左手抱一根柱子，右手抱一根柱子呢，力量回来的时候呢，一拉呢，整个的建筑就倒塌，就压死了好几千人。
So, so he left, his left arm was holding onto one post and his right arm onto another post. So when his strength returned, he basically pulled the both posts and the building collapsed. So he killed many thousand people on that day.
后来圣经里面讲呢，就说他报了仇，但是呢，后来就是仓颂的弟兄和他的父亲的全家呢，就把他的尸首拿来呢，抬到这个索拉和伊士陶的中间，在他父亲，马拿亚的坟墓里，仓颂做以色列的士师20年。
So in the end, it says, he killed them, and then his brother and his whole family went down to get his body. So they brought him back and buried him between Zoar and Istop in the tomb of Manoah, his father. He had led the Israel for 20 years.
那个伊索拉和伊士涛的中间呢，就是他一开始被神启用的地方，被神第一次呼召出来做事情的地方。
So the place between Zoar and Eshtal was the place that when he was first being called by the Lord.
那他就那个地方对他来说非常有纪念的意义。
So to him, that place has a significant meaning.
这里圣经里面记载呢，他在以色列做了士师20年，就是带领以色列人20年。20年是一个不短的时间。
So it says he had led Israel for 20 years. So 20 years is not a short time.
在20年里面呢，发生很多的事情。
The many things that have happened during this 20 years.
那这个大能的勇士呢，神用他拯救以色列人，在这20年里面。
So God has used this mighty warrior to save the Israel for 20 years.
那这里面呢，有一些属灵的这些。一些原则呢，我们要来要来给大家讲，就是说神究竟借着苍松向后人在讲什么。
So there are some spiritual principles in this. So what is God trying to use Samson as to teach the coming generations?
第一个呢，我们要知道神所拣选的呢，他是不后悔的。神是一个守约的神，他一拣选以后呢，他对这个人，不管是这个人好还是坏呢，他会看顾他，他会用他。
So first thing you have to know that God's calling is irrevocable. When he picked someone, he will not stop using this person, even if he sins or he make mistakes.
那么我们如果翻开这个罗马书11章29节呢，在新约里面写的非常的清楚，就是神的拣选和恩召啊，是不会后悔。
So if you turn to
我们翻开罗马书11章29节。
So if you turn to Romans chapter 11:29, you will see clearly that God will not revoke His promise. So it says, "For God's gift and His cause are irrevocable."
啊，就是说神的恩赐和宣召是不会后悔的，在。罗马书11章主要讲到以色列人，神的拣选是不后悔的，就是神还会把他们接回去，就是今天他们不管多坏，神还会看顾他们。
So for God's calling is irrevocable. So in Romans chapter 11 is talking about Jews, the people who are being called by God. So even though they sin and no matter what, God is going to call them home.
所以就知道神是一个守约使慈爱的神，是一个恩典的神。因为这样一个呢，就是我们非常的安全。我们犯了一点罪呢，我们就不怕说哦，神今天要来审判我。
So you have to know God is a covenant keeper, so He will not that's why we are safe in Him. Even if we make mistake, we knew that He still loves us.
今天的这个教会里面也是一样，好多人就是他信主以后啊，这个很升恩高了，他给他圣灵的恩赐呢， 他犯罪的时候，神照样让他做先知，照样一并赶鬼。
So, similar in church, when sometimes, God have a calling on this person, even if he sins, still he will become, a prophet.
那就像在马太福音第七章记载的，好多人将来来到耶稣的跟前说：“啊，主啊，我以你的名赶鬼一病啊，闯道啊。”但是耶稣说：“我不认识。”那这是什么意思？人家就搞不懂。
So in Matthew chapter 7, when Jesus is saying that there are people who coming to the Lord saying, God, I have been casting out demons in your name and doing stuff for you. How come you, but Jesus replied, I do not know you. So you might ask, why is that?
那这里有两点要解释。一点呢就是当我们基督徒受洗以后认识耶稣名的时候与耶稣名做事情的时候呢天上的使者们认得耶稣的名。
So one thing you have to be clear that when you became a Christian and start calling on Jesus' name, so the angels above will recognize the name of Jesus.
所以这个基督徒不管多好多坏，他以耶稣的名祷告的时候呢，天使就来了。
So for the Christian, no matter whether you are good or bad.When you pray in Jesus' name, the angel hear the name of Jesus and they come.
就像这个拿西尔人呢，他的头发长长的头发就是他的记号，不管他是好还是坏呢。当神的使者看到他长长的头发的时候呢，就把力量就加给他。
Just like the Nazarites, so no matter he's a good or bad person, but his hair is a symbol. So when the angels see the hair as a symbol, when he calls, the angels come.
那这就是神所可靠的一面，就是他不以人的这个行为好暂时的好坏呢，来好像我就把我的恩典收回来，不是这样。
So that's why our God is dependable because he will not, restore his power, his gifting from us if we are, doing good or bad.
但是我再讲第二点，为什么耶稣说我不认识你们，甚至这些人说离开我去吧，将来进不了天堂，为什么他会这样讲？
And then I need to explain the second point. So how come Jesus said, away from me, you evil doers, I do not know you. So how come he said words like that?
因为这个呢就是他们产生了因着神呢不断的给恩典呢不断的神是守约的神呢他们有一个错觉就是我做的什么呢神都不会审判。
So because this group of people, they thought about God's covenant and they think, okay, no matter what kind of things I do, God will not, leave me.
那我这两点呢我再做一些补充的一些解释。
So I want to add on to what I just said.
这个第就再补充第一点，就是神呢，他是立约的，看到他立约的记号呢，他就做他当做的事情。
So first point is God is the covenant maker. So when he make a covenant, he sees the sign of it. He will do things according to the covenant.
所以就像在这个以色列人当时出埃及的时候呢，就是说。神让摩西呢告诉以色列人在门框上门楣上呢都涂上羔羊的血当灭命的天使过来的时候呢一看到这个血呢他就不进这个家把以色列的所有的长子呢都给杀尽但是呢以色列人家都好好不管这个以色列人家是好人还是坏人
So for the story of in the Exodus when the death angel trying to kill. So the Israelites basically put the blood over their doorposts. So the angel of death, when they see the blood, they will go over these people. So all the firstborn in Egypt were killed except for the Israelites.
那这就是神做事的一个法则，他是守约的神。一有约呢，就看到这个约的记号呢，他就做他要做的事，他是信使。
So God is faithful, he's the covenant keepers. So when he sees the sign of his covenant, he will keep his covenant to the end.
那所以呢，我们新约的人呢，就是耶稣的名，我们受洗归在耶稣的名下。一提到耶稣的名呢，不管我们是好人坏人，灵界里面都就开始发生一些事情，天使就为我们增长了。
So same to us as in the New Testament, the covenant is Jesus Christ. We believe in Jesus Christ. When we pray in his name, the spiritual realm shift, and you will do things according to what we ask as a Christian.
我要讲一个很有趣的故事，真实的故事。你知道耶稣的名有多大的能力？
So I want to tell you a story, to show you how powerful the name of Jesus is.
曾经有认识一个姐妹，她信主以后呢，就是老闹鬼，老觉着魔鬼来找她。一闹鬼呢，她的丈夫就受不了。
So there was a sister that when she became a Christian, she felt she was being troubled by the evil spirits. So every time the evil spirit came, her husband would not be able to sleep.
有一天呢，她这个不信主的丈夫呢就很烦恼，就说这个信主的人怎么老是被魔鬼缠绕，也还来帮扰我。她就以耶稣的名，她说我试一下，为耶稣的名来赶鬼。她不信主，她以耶稣的名赶鬼，最后发现鬼真的离开了。
So the husband was not a believer, but he was very troubled because he thought to himself, how come a person who believed in God and still like evil spirit came? So he said to himself, okay, today I'm going to try to cast out the demons using the name of Jesus Christ. So he did that, even though he was not a believer, he cast out all the demons.
那这件事情呢？其实对后来这个丈夫有很大的影响，丈夫后来也受洗归主。
So it actually impacted the husband quite a lot, and later on he also baptized and became a Christian as well.
那你说这个人他不信主，用主的名怎么赶鬼就赶出去了呢？
So you may ask, how come this person, he wasn't even a believer yet, how come he can still cast out demons by using, you know, Jesus' name?
因为灵界的力量认得天，认得耶稣的名。
Because the power in the spiritual realm recognize the name of Jesus Christ.
那我再讲第二点，就是好多人呢产生了一个错觉，因为神的恩感点不断绝呢，产生一个错觉，他就开始呢放纵滥用恩典。
So I want to explain on the second point is that because they think that God is irrevocable in his calling, so they are trying to overuse his grace.
那苍松就是这样一个人。
So Samson is a person like that.
所以他一开始呢，他非常的清楚他是被拣选的，他是拿细耳，他的爸爸妈妈很孝心的在教导他，不能吃喝酒，不能摸石狮，不能做这个，你要分别为圣，肯定教导很多律法，你当然不可以遭妓女，对不对？这些事情都教导他。
So Samson, he was a Nazarite. Of course, his parents have told him about that. He has to be consecrated. He cannot drink wine. He cannot touch dead bodies. He cannot find a prostitute. Of course, his parents told him about that.
因为圣经里面清楚地记载到，他的父母呢，亲自要找神的使者，要问他说：“我们当怎样带这个孩子？”他后来当怎么样？就是这个父母是最关心这件事情，这是很少记载在圣经里面，就是一个父母呢，就是关心将来他的孩子怎么样，他怎么教导他，这里清清楚楚的写在里面。
Because here in the Bible, it clearly recorded about his parents, and his parents actually asked the angel of the Lord, like, how should we, you know, what's the rule for the boy's life and his work? So they want to know exactly what to do with this boy. It's very rarely that a parent has done that. I mean, there was no story other than this one in the Bible.
但是苍松呢，他是一个非常随性的人。他一开始看到一个腓力斯的女子呢，喜欢了就娶她。那最后他父母不太高兴，最后也是 OK 了。
But Samson, he has this like characteristic of like, you know, very strong personal will. So basically he found this beautiful Philistine woman and he decided to marry her. And even though his parents were troubled at first, but still say, okay, then go get married with her.
最后他发现，哦呦，神用这个事情呢拯救以色列人，神还大大的用他，大大的恩膏他，圣灵和他同在。
And he find himself like God is actually using him to attack the Philistine in regards to this matter, like, you know, this Philistine woman.
他发现，哦，触犯神的律法其实不重要的，没关系的，神是有恩典的神。
So he thinks that, violation of God's law is okay because God is full of grace.
那弟兄姐妹，刚才我讲到呢，就是这个石狮子里面呢挖蜂蜜吃，这个就是说拿细二人呢不能沾染死狮，他就沾染了，哎，他就拿蜜吃了。
So early on, I mentioned that he took the honey out of the lion's carcass. For Nazarites, they are not supposed to touch any dead bodies. So basically, Samson has violated that.
他是自己一想，哦，你看，我又触犯了律法，神还和我同在，哈利路亚。
He may think that to himself, okay, now I violated another rule, another law, and still God is with me. Hallelujah.
那后面讲到呢，他用未干的驴腮骨拿起来杀非利士人，这个呢就是又长了人了，死尸。未干的驴腮骨就是死尸，干的驴腮骨就不是死尸，清楚吧？
And here is also another thing about the jawbone of a fresh jawbone of a donkey. So it is also categorized as a dead body. If it's dry, then probably it's not a dead body.
如果是一个干的骨头呢，就不算是死尸了。但是呢，没干的就是死尸，这个是肯定的。干的骨头就是哪里挖出来的啊？那就不算什么。
So if the bone is dry, then it's not called a dead body. But because the bone was not dry, then it's still a dead body.
啊，他拿起驴腮过来呢，神给他那么的力量，一下就击杀好多的非利士人。哎，神用我。
And he used that jawbone of the donkey to kill many people, and he thinks, "Okay, God's with me."
啊，神是守约的神。是慈爱的神，恩典的主，律法不算什么。
So God is the covenant keeper. He's a merciful God, a loving God. So law compared to law, he's like it's nothing.
那后来呢，就越来越他这个胆子越来越大。他跟基甸相反，基甸是胆子很小，到处的求问神，神啊，给我应证。昌颂不是这样的，这里面很少记载昌颂的祷告。昌颂不大祷告，只有两个地方祷告，等一会儿解释。他是不祷告的人，他是我听我说的人。
So later on, he became even bolder and bolder in doing things. In contrary to Gideon was very timid. He always inquired of the Lord of what to do. But for Samson, there wasn't any, not much recording about how he prayed. Probably only two times I would talk about what he prayed in those two occasions.
祭奠呢，因着他的胆小呢，因为神就是一直给他印证啊，神用他，他大大的因着他的谦卑，神用他。
So because Gideon was timid and because of his humble, God has also always give him confirmations, you know, and signs for him to move forward.
祭奠呢，也是因着他的胆小，最后的时候呢。人家要他做领袖，他不做，结果就造了一个一幅图，造了一个偶像给以色列人，这也是他失败的地方，在他的胆小。
And also, Gideon also failed because of his, you know, the timid, that kind of personality that's in him. He was so shy, so afraid to become king. He built the ephod, so it became a snare for him.
所以，如果基甸说好，我可以做领袖。我同样可以来像过去一样来寻求神，求应证，他照样可以做好，但是他就胆小，他看到了自己，又看自己的时候呢，因着他的胆小，他就不敢做，不敢承担这个责任。
So if Gideon was able to claim to become king and, you know, rely on God in everything that he does, he will probably become a great king. But because he's timid, he looked to his own weaknesses, so it became a snare for himself.
So, 有时候神给我们一些试验，就是这个时候对我们的一种考验。 你能不能站起来？站起来，来这个承担这样一个领袖的责任。
So sometimes God gave us this kind of a test. So in order for us to pass, so whether you can become a person to carry out your responsibilities.
哦，我记得从前，我们教会有一些年轻人，年轻人信主以后呢，他国内的爸爸就非常不高兴，他说我们引诱他的儿子走上了另一条道路，他说我要来找你的这个小组长，要把他来到温哥华来找他麻烦。
So I remember in the past when some young men in our church became Christians, father got so angry at us. So the father said, okay, I need to come to Vancouver and to track down your leaders, your group leaders, to, you know, like make trouble out of you.
那时候我作为牧师，我怎么办？最后我就祷告，神就说你要站起来，你要保护着小组长。我最后给他爸爸打电话，我说我是牧师，你来找我，你不要管我的小组长。
So I pray and I ask God what to do, and then I decided to take up my own responsibility as a pastor to, you know, like to help. So I call the father and say, okay, leave the group leader alone, the small group leader alone. I'm the pastor of the church. You can come to me.
但是我叫母堂的，我们教会很多人来祷告。我说我要给他的爸爸打电话，我打了六通长途电话。
So I asked the pastors from our modern church and also a lot of people, I asked them to intercede for me. I told them I'm going to call this father, and I call him for 6 times.
他把他的儿子打得流血，圣经撕掉。
So he was beating his son, and he even torn the Bibles apart.
他说要回到温哥华，要找这个小组长，要把这个小组长也杀掉。来，小组长引诱他的儿子走邪路。
So he said he's gonna come to Vancouver to track down the small group leaders and, you know, to kill this guy because he has led his son, into a wrong path.
因为他的儿子突然对这个不能继承他的什么东西了，就是他要侍奉神，他不对钱没兴趣了，他的一辈子培养他就是要对钱有兴趣，结果他对钱不是要追求钱，而是要追求神了，这个对他的父亲是一个极大的打击。
So because his son has become, you know, like he's no longer interested in money, and the father want him to inherit a larger amount of money and to, you know, to inherit his estate or his company. So basically the child no longer interested in money, but in spiritual things.
当时我打电话，每一次我都要，我知道我必须站起来，我不能作为牧师躲在后面让我的小组长去对付他，我就起来，我就打电话，打了六通电话，我第一次讲电话，我记得声震得高某，最后说的他哑口无言。
So I knew as a pastor, I need to like stand in front to help my small group leaders. I cannot just sit back and watch like these things happen. So I remember I called him for 6 times, and I remember the first time that I called him, God's power was with me. And then I persuaded him to the point that he has no words to say.
我说你要知道，你的儿子听我们小组长的话，不听你的话，你作为父亲，你应该承担什么样的责任？
So I asked him back this question. So as a father, that your child no longer listen to you, but rather listen to a small group leaders. So what kind of responsibilities that you have to, you know, like carry in regards to this?
我说你是一个成功的父亲还是一个失败的父亲？你儿子一点都不听你的。
So are you a successful father or are you a failure that your son will not even listen to you?
长话短说，最后有几次我还把他的儿子和他放在电话上一起讲，我说必须要跟当面跟一起讲。
So make the story.
我不能背着你讲，也不能背着你儿子讲。
So made the story short, for a few times, I even put his son and him and me on the same line so that we can all hear on each other, because I need them to listen face to face. No, I cannot just talk to him alone or talk to the son alone.
Anyway, 长话短说，这件事情真的神帮助我处理的蛮好。后来到温哥华来，他看望我的时候，对我还是非常的敬重和客气。
So to make the story short, so I did handle this well, by the help of the Lord. So after this man, this father came to Vancouver, he treated me well, and yeah, we had good conversations too.
那是长话短说，就是这个像祭奠呢，就是他因着胆小、谦卑呢。神就一步一步带领他，因着他寻求神的面，像因着他的胆小呢，后来没有担起责任来，也是他失败的地方。
So for Gideon, because he's timid, that's why God was able to use him, and to speak to him, and he trying to follow God. But because of his timid, he was not able to carry out his responsibilities.
所以他不是我们的性格怎么样，而是我们每一步呢，真的要跟随神，要按照神的道去做，非常重要。
So it's not based on our personalities. It's really based on what to react when we hear the voice of the Lord.
苍松呢是相反，苍松呢胆子特别的大，就是他是跟祭奠是相反，他是什么都不怕。
So, Samson, on the contrary, he is very bold. He doesn't afraid of anything.
天不怕地不怕，他就对神就信，不知道可能信心特别大。我是拿西尔啊，神和我同在。
So he is very, very bold, and he doesn't afraid of anything. So probably because he saw himself as a Nazarite, and God is with him.
所以这种信心我们也需要。
So we also need this kind of faith like him.
但是呢，他的这种勇敢的这种心呢，后来因为没有跟神的话语对齐呢，行在肉体里面的时候呢，也给他了很大的 trouble.
Because he was not aligned with God's word, and his boldness has led him to, you know, like to big troubles.
所以呢，他以为就是神是永远有恩典，谁知道呢？他后来到一个程度呢，不仅仅是在礼仪上面触犯了神的法律，什么驴腮骨啊，这最后在这个很深层的这种性关系上也开始犯罪了，去找妓女了。
So because he thought of God's grace over him, not only he has violated on the things on you know like on the service on the law, like basic touching.Dead bodies, but even to the point he has violated on the more deeper spiritual places. For example, he actually had indulged himself with prostitutes.
那最后呢，就是说他突破了神给他的一个底线，这个底线就是他的头发。以色列人跟神立约的记号，这个记号都被仇敌给抹去了。
So he has finally break through the the bottom line of his hair basically. So the Nazareth hair was a sign from the Lord, but he told the enemies about that, and then he actually broke off the promise.
最后就彻底的落在仇敌的手里面，成了仇敌的奴隶。
So he fell into the hands of the enemy, became a slave.
就是仇敌呢，拿他呢，当在这个监狱里面去推磨，两只眼睛挖掉。
So his eyes, both eyes were gouged out, and he was, you know, grinding in the prison like an animal.
两只眼睛挖掉代表什么？你是一个没有眼睛的人，没有视力的人，瞎眼的人。
So two eyes were gouged out, meaning that he's a person without sight. He's blind.
最后他们把他当猴子来戏耍。
And they even, you know, make fun of him just like a monkey.
这是一个例子呢，就是说一方面神的恩典啊，神的这个同在呢，神的信实呢，就是 在这个苍松的圣上呢表现出来，表现得淋漓尽致。
So in Samson's life, we can see God's faithfulness, His grace that is on him, His covenant keepers.
包括他最后祷告的时候呢，说神啊，你把力气最后赐给我。他的祷告就是为了报仇，那神也就应允了他的祷告。
And also, on his last moment of his life, he prayed to God and asking God to return.His strength and God listened to that prayer as well and to revenge on his behalf.
那另外一次祷告呢是在驴腮骨扎了很多人，他渴了，他要渴死了。他说耶和华呀，你借着仆人的手施行这么大的拯救，岂可任我渴死呢？落在未受割礼的人手里呢，神就让泉水涌出来在他的眼前。
And then there are also another occasion that he prayed because after he like struck down 1,000 people by using the jawbone of a donkey, he was very thirsty and he cried to the Lord and said, You have given your servant this great victory. Must I now die of thirst and fall into the hands of the uncircumcised? So God opened up the water for him.
你发现呢，他祷告的时候呢，就是记载的两次祷告呢，都是时到临头他才祷告、啊、如果时不到临头他不祷告。
So you will see、these two times that when he prayed is, was only when he was near the point of death. Then he would start praying. If he wasn't you know, approaching the point of death, he wouldn't pray to God.
那这些东西都写在圣经里面呢，让我们知道就是说一个人呢，就是当我们在神的恩典之下的时候呢，我们不能去试探神，不能去试探神。
So things are written in the Bible is for us to know that when we live under the grace of God, we cannot put God to test.
我们要非常清楚，神在我们犯罪的时候呢，他有恩典会来赦免怜悯我们，但并不是说他会一直不断允许我们去犯罪。
So we know that when we made the mistake with sin, we under God's grace, we can ask for forgiveness, but we cannot continue to sin, continue to do that because of God's graceful.
那苍松呢，就是不断的这个 push the boundaries, 不断的在试验神的这个底线，道德的底线，或者说律法的底线呢，最后他胆子越来越大，最后让他跟神立约的记号都被仇敌偷掉了。
So Samson was keep on pushing the boundary of God to the point that he even losing the sign of his covenant with God.
这不是神不爱他，而是他呢落在了撒旦仇敌的手里面，因着他自己的选择。
So it's not because God doesn't love him, it's because he has fallen into the traps of the evil ones.
当他最后回过头来再次的祷告的时候呢，神还是听他的祷告。
But when he returned at the end and prayed to God, and God still honored his prayers.
当然，有人问这样一个问题：今天苍松在天堂里面还是在地狱里面
？So people may ask this question: Is Samson in heaven or in hell right now?
这个是一个神学的问题，会引起争论。那我就讲讲一些不同的看法。
So it's a theological question. It may, a lot of people have different thoughts about that. So here are some of the things that people say.
那有的人呢，就是有的神学家认为，因为在这个希伯来书第十一、十二章呢，把苍松的名字和亚伯拉罕同列，他们是信心的伟人，应该是。迎着信诚意呢，亚伯拉罕在天堂里，他就在天堂里。
So, so here as people say that in Hebrew 11, it mentioned Samson's name for the people who are, you know, like who have faith, right? So if Abraham's name was there, Samson's name's there, then he must be in heaven.
再加上呢，他最后的时候，一直到生命的最后，他还是记得神。
So,
就是到生命的最后一刻还是呼求神，就是按照圣经讲法，就是你呼求神的就要得救嘛，对吧？ 那有的人可能到生命最后一刻就忘记神了，他还在生命最后一刻，他是呼求神。
So at the end of his life, he still called on to the Lord. So the Bible says those who call on the Lord will be saved, right? So at least he remembered the Lord during the final moment of his life.
那说苍松不在天堂里面的一派呢，就是说苍松很清楚的，就是说他活在肉体里面，他没有活在圣灵的带领里面，虽然圣灵用他。
So for the, those people who believe that Samson is in hell, they say, Samson lived in the flesh, not in the spirit.
就是说这一派的人呢认为，就是说圣经里面明明写得很清楚，就是说在这个加拉太书加拉太书这个第六章第七到第九节讲到呢，就是说送着情欲撒种的受败坏。送着圣灵撒种的在受永生，这个人是送着情欲撒种，他只能受败坏。
So they say because in Galatians chapter 6 verse 9 it says those who sow in the flesh will reap from destruction, and those who sow in the spirit they will reap in eternal life, because Samson have sown in his sinful nature. Of course, he's gonna be end up in hell.
所以在加拉太书，我们翻开可以读一下，读一下这个第六章七到九节。
So if you have the Bible, you can turn to Galatians chapter 6:7-9. You can read on these two verses.
不要自欺，神是轻慢不得的，人种的是什么，收的也是什么。
Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows.
送着情欲撒种的必从情欲受败坏，送着圣灵撒种的必从圣灵受永生。
The one who sows to please his sinful nature and from that nature will reap destruction. The one who sows to please the spirit from the spirit will reap eternal life.
我们心上不可丧志，若不回心，到了时候就要收成。
Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up.
这里把这个送着情欲撒种受败坏和送着圣灵撒种受永生两个做了一个对比。
So this is two contraries, whether you sow in the spirit or you sow in your sinful nature.
这个永生和败坏的对比应该是一个永恒的败坏。
So the destruction and eternal life is it's supposed to be an eternal destruction or eternal life.
那我相信这个东西呢，也不用去争论，因为这个东西呢，只有神和桑松自己知道，我们都没权去定论。
So we do not need to debate on this because only God and Samson himself know about his end, right? So there's no point of debating on it.
那也如果要问我，我相信哪一种呢？我倾向于相信 B 一种，就是说苍松呢进了这个天堂。
So if you ask me, what do I believe? I prefer to believe that Samson is in heaven.
因为我希望的话呢，神也不要审判我，我犯了什么罪。
Because I hope that God will not also not condemn me if anything that I made, you know, mistake that I made.
但是呢，我相信神的话呢，目的不是要我们去辩论或者找什么借口，或者是而是说要去敬畏他。
And I felt that the Lord's words are not for us to debate about or, you know, find excuses to not do things, but Yeah, but rather to give us life.
我记得曾经有一个孩子问我，他说我怎么样做所有的坏事，和最后不进地狱？问这个牧师一个最好的方法。
I remember a child once asked me, a pastor, like, you know, how can I do all the evil bad things and not go into hell?
我说这个你问问题的动机已经不对了。
I told him that your motivation of, you know, like your motivation of asking the question is not right.
所以今天我们问这个问题，苍松在天堂和地狱里面，我们如果说问问题的动机呢，像这个孩子一样呢，我们已经 非常的小心。
So if you ask this question, and what's your motive behind, you know, asking this question? If you are like that child, then you have to, you know, pay attention.
那事实上呢，就是苍松的故事在教导我们呢，就是说我们今天在神的恩典之下，我们要珍惜这样的恩典，要敬畏神。
So Samson's story is here to teach us that when we live under God's mercy, we have to, you know, treasure His mercy, but not, you know, like overuse it. You know.
主说，我的羊听见我的声音，但是我们有我们的一方面要做的，我们要听的，要听他的声音。
So God said that, His sheep listens to His voice. So as a sheep, we have our own responsibility to listen. You know, we have to do our part.
那我相信苍松在他整个过程里面呢，他的爸爸妈妈可能常常在提醒他，因为从他那段故事里面，他的爸爸妈妈非常关心神怎么样教导他的孩子。
So I believe that Samson's parents have continuously to teach him about what to do. So because the story was recorded about like the parent asking the angel of the Lord how to upbringing this child.
娶了一个外邦人的女子，他的父母提醒他，他说：“你看，神用我。”
So he married this a Philistine woman as a wife, and his parent. You know, like, warn him about that, and he said, still, God used me.
那后来这个是十四子里面拿蜜纸，而我们父母可能你是拿西尔人，不能张思思啊。他说：“你看，神用我。”
So he took the honey out of the lion's carcass. His parents may say, "Okay, you are Nazirite. You cannot touch any dead bodies." And he said, "Oh, look, God still used me."
啊，他拿这个喂羊的驴塞过去杀非利士人，那爸爸妈妈又说：“哎呀，怎么搞的？”就是他爸爸妈妈也不敢讲，就是神情不太好，神情不太好。哎呀，爸爸妈妈，你担心什么呀？摸了试试，神照样用我，而且这次用的比上次更大。
So for the third time, he used a fresh jawbone of the donkey to kill 1,000 men. His parents may, you know, trying to warn him again, but probably not on the surface, probably just angry behind because he touched another dead body. But still, he said, okay, look at me. God even used me even more than before. And then see how many men that I have killed.
后来又去找妓女，到菲利士加沙去找妓女。找妓女的时候呢，有人就告诉苍松来了，他把他团团围住，是找妓女的时候围住啊，埋伏啊，等到天亮要杀他家。结果呢，他把城门啊，门上拆下来，门框背上，上到希伯来的山上。
And then he even went to Gaza to find himself a prostitute. So people were waiting for him for the dawn to kill him, and yet he was able to get up in the middle of the night, and you know, like, take off the city gates and carry the post on his shoulders and, you know, like on his shoulder to just go to the hill.
他的爸爸妈妈这时候呢，不知道讲什么，可能就两个人跪在地上拼命祷告。哦，神啊，神啊，儿子找妓女，找妓女，你怎么还用他了？搞不清楚了，父母搞不清楚，不敢讲。那这儿子现在是拯救以色列人这么多年了，我们老人家也不听了，儿子现在不听了。就在地上就祷告吧，祷告吧。
So his parents probably at this point no longer, you know, like persuade him on anything. Probably just on their knees and praying to God. God, oh help my son, our son. He's even sleeping with the prostitutes. Help him. So how come he is still leading the Israelites? They don't even understand.
那苍松呢说：“你看，我跟妓女睡觉，他们来找我。”我照样生和我同在。
So Samson might say, okay, look, even if I sleep with a prostitute, when they trying to kill me, still I can have this kind of strength to, you know, like, to take out the city gates and, you know, escape.
后来就找另外一个女人，大利亚呢，就天天去找她了，不仅仅是偶尔找一下，啊，就是不是娶她做妻子，而是就是一个妓女，就天天去找她。
And so later on, Delilah. So he fell in love with this woman. So he didn't take her as a wife, but rather, you know, like a, you know, long-term prostitute for her, for him.
所以后来呢, 就落在这个女生的手上了。 因为他的不是这个女人的手上, 而是他的情欲, 败坏了他。
So he basically fell into the hand of this woman, but not just this woman, but fell into his own, flesh.
今天我们呢, 就是特别呢, 就要知道, 就是神和我们互动的一个关系, 神用我们, 神和我们同在, 不代表我们好, 是因为他的约。
So here we have to know that sometimes when God uses us, not because we are good, but because of his covenant.
那我们做神不喜悦的事情呢，是有后果的。
But if we do things that are not please God, you have to know there will be consequences to that.
这里有一个欺骗性的东西。 不是神要欺骗我们，就是说我们认为神和我同在，神就喜悦我们。我们不要被这个骗。So
here is something that is deceitful, not God trying to deceive us, but because we think that when God is with us, God is pleased with us.
所以呢，这是不是因为神要欺骗我们，而是说神的话语我们要清楚，神是一个守约的神。 就说人坏他不坏，所以呢，他要做他要做的事情，所以他对坏人他照样那样待，所以人有时候就产生一个错觉，觉得我坏，神照样对我好。So
you have to know it's not God trying to deceive you, but because God is a covenant keeper, so he keep all his promises. He said he was going to love you. He will love you to the end. So if you're doing bad things, and you still think that God is pleased with you, but it's not like that because it's just because he is trying to keep his covenant. That's all.
对，大部分的人通过良心或者通过这种知识啊，或者是通过神的话，有一些基本的常识，就是说，知道这些道理。但有的人呢，真的不知道。
So some people, because of a good conscience, good teaching, they may know this, but to some people, this thing seems unclear to them.
我有时候意见就讲到我的房客，我的大部分的房客呢，就是我他们坏，有时候对我坏，我对他们好，他们就对我就好了。但是有一个房客呢，每一次我如果对他好，他就一定对我更坏。So
I use my tenants as examples many times. So for examples, but if I treat my tenants well, and later on they will start treat me well. But for one tenant, if I treat him well every time, the next time he will treat me even more harsh.
如果我对他坏，他反而对我好。
But if I'm harsh with this guy, in turn he will treat me well.
就是欺软怕硬，所以我在很多的祷告，怎么样来对待他。
So he basically I need to pray in order to know how to handle this person.
就是滥用恩典。
Because he is trying to overuse out my grace.
Anyway, 讲到这里呢，就是说这个信息是，我觉得是蛮清楚的，就是这是圣灵呢，怎么样来用一个旧约的人，那今天圣灵也会用我，圣灵怎么样来，他怎么样落在仇敌的手里面，我们要小心，不要落在仇敌的手里。So
the story is very simple. It's for us to know that how we can escape from this trap. So how God is going to use us and how we can escape from that.
好，我们来祷告。
Okay, let's pray.
Lord, we thank you. 主啊，是的，主，我们感谢你，你的话语写在这里，就是在几千年之前，你就知道人要做什么。Lord,
we thank you for the words that you have written in the Bible 1,000 years ago, that you know that what our coming generations are going to do.
你说人心比万物都诡诈，坏到极处，谁能识透呢？ 唯有耶和华衡量人心。
You have said that our hearts are so evil to the point that we do not even know how evil we are. And you are here to examine each one of us.
但是圣经里面也讲，你的意念是赐平安的意念，不是见灾祸的意念，叫我们永远是末后有指望。
But you also said that your will is not to harm us, but give us hope and prosperity in the future.
你永远的爱爱着我。
You have loved us with eternal love.
任何时候，我们真心的回头来，呼求你的名，敬畏你。你都会继续的来眷顾我。
So anytime when we truly call on your name and ask you for to save us, you will remember your name and come and rescue.
今天你来检查我们每一个人，说我们哪里面哪些东西跟你的话语，是没有行在你的话语里面，你给我们恩典，你来赦免我。
Lord, we ask you to examine each one of us.If anything that in us that do not align with you, Lord, let us know, and so that we can be in alignment with you.
主啊，是的，主，今天的话语提醒我们，我们不要落在苍松最后的光景，但是愿意被你来用，像苍松一样。
Lord, the story has told us that we are willing to be walk just like Samson, but.We do not want to fall into the trap of Samson.
不是顺着我们的肉体，我们的感觉，跟着感觉走，而是跟着你的话语走。
So we no longer following our own flesh, our own feelings, but rather listen and follow your voice.
主啊，是的，主，我们再次的说，主耶稣，主，你的话语就是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
Once again, we say your words are the lamps on our path.
主啊，我们再次的说，主啊，你来检查、洁净我们、赦免我们。
Once again, examine us, cleanse us.
啊，不管跟我们中间有时候真的反复不断的来挑战你的底线，主啊，你来赦免我。
Even though sometimes we try to push your boundaries, Lord, forgive us.
我们中间可能有的人知道这个嘴上说话，有时候。伤人啊，背后说话是不好的，但是不断的调整神的底线，要求神来赦免，要悔改。
So some of us, we know that it's wrong to talk behind other people, and we know it's wrong, and yet we have pushed your boundaries, and we keep on doing that. Lord, have mercy on us.
有的人可能是在这个脾气方面，发怒、怒气。这一方面，调整神的这个底线。
And to some people, there may be anger that in you that you are keep on pushing the boundary of God.
有的人可能妒忌别人，挑战神的底线，不断的知道神的话语，但是不断的还是不让这个东西在那里发酵。
So for some other people, maybe jealousies, even though you know it's wrong, but still you are letting your jealousy grow like fermenting there as a wine.
还有可能是其他的事情，但是我们真的来祷告，我们要敬畏神，不要挑战神的底线。
And maybe other things, but we will continue to pray so that we do not push God's boundaries.
我们知道主啊，他的恩慈是带领我们悔改。
We know His mercy is leading us to repentance.
我们要把房子建立在磐石上。
So let us build our houses on rock.
主啊，是的，主你说，听见你的话语就去行的，就是把房子建立在磐石上。
You said those who listen to your voice and do what you say are the people who build their house on the rock.
风吹雨打都不倒塌。
So when the rain strikes, when the wind strikes, it will not fall.
不像苍松祭奠这样，就上上下下，起起伏伏。
So we will not be like Samson, or not like Gideon, to be like have like up and downs.
而是进入一个非常稳定的一个磐石一样的生命。
So let us lead into a stable life, just like a rock.
主啊，谢谢你，引着你的。这个因着你跟我们所立的约， 因着圣灵，你必会做成这样的事情。
Lord, we thank you because your covenant, because of your spirit, that you are going to do this in our lives.
你说你的羊听你的声音。
You say your sheep listen to your voice.
而且你说没有人能够把他们从我的手里夺走。
And you also said no one can snatch them out of your hand.
你说天父比万有都大。
And you said God is greatest of all.
只要我们来到你的跟前来求你的帮助，你必让施恩惠、赐怜悯、赐能力。
As long as we come before you and ask of your name, you will definitely give us the grace and give us the power to overcome.
主啊，你也帮助我们不要像苍松一样，这是死到临头才祷告，而是在我们能祷告的时候就祷告。
And help us not like Samson to pray only when our life is toward the end. You know, let us pray every moment of our life so that we can be with you.
Hallelujah. 你说，如果我你是葡萄树，我们是枝子，枝子常连在葡萄树上，就要结果子。
You say you are the vine and we are the branches. If the branches are on the vine, that you will always bear fruits.
如果不连在树上，它就枯干，就把外面被人拾起来烧了。
If a branch is not on a vine, it will be cut off and then thrown into the fire.
主啊，是的，主，我们知道，主啊，你是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命，必要拯救我们到底。
We know that you are the good shepherd, and good shepherds were willing to sacrifice himself for the sheep, and you will save us to the end.
谢谢你，奉主耶稣的名。
Thank you, Lord. Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.